Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more song before we get started, brothers and sisters, with a prayer. Amen. Happy Sabbath, each and every one of you. Just want to welcome you also. Amen. Jesus saves.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. And I just like to say happy Sabbath. Just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And I am your host tonight, Sister Carla. Let us have a word of prayer, please. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for another Sabbath day of rest, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross of Calvary for each and every one of us, Lord. Without you interposing for us, oh Lord, we wouldn't be here. It would be none of us. But because of your love for us, because of your long suffering, because of your mercy, your grace upon each and every one of us, we are here to say we love you and that we are grateful for the work that you have done for us, the work that you're doing within our heart right now. Help us, oh Father, to be obedient. Help us to accept the free gift that you have given each and every one of us, and help us not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to share it wherever we go, to let everyone know that Jesus is alive and well. We thank you ever so much for each and every one that's joining us this evening. We ask that you will bless them in a special way, Lord. Fill their heart with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Bless their home, their family, their friends, whatever their prayer requests are, Father. May you answer it according to your will. Bless the speaker also, Lord. May you fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. May you touch him, O kind and loving Father. We ask for health. We ask for strength. We ask for endurance, Lord, as we are going through the trials and tribulation, O Father. But you say, come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Lord. We're coming unto you for rest, for peace, Lord, for endurance, O Lord. You also tell us, Corinthians 12:9, that your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. And we thank you for that promise and each and every one of your promises, O Lord. Again, we ask that your Holy Spirit will be in the midst of us as we share our testimony, prayer requests, song of meditation, and quotes and reading from the Bible, Lord. Please bless us this Sabbath day, this Sabbath evening, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving and honor. Amen. 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 Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I pray that everyone had a good week thus far and that your Sabbath will be a blessed one. Now I'll just read something from Great Controversy 529.1. It reads, the Sabbath opened with the family at worship before the setting of the sun. Let the members of the family assemble to read God's word, to sing and pray. There is need of reform here, for many have been remiss. We need to confess to God and to one another. We should begin anew to make special arrangements that every member of the family may be prepared to honor the day which God has blessed and sanctified. And it's also taken from the testimony for the church, the seven testimony for the church, and it continues saying, Sabbath hours, not ours, but God's. God has given us the whole of 6 days in which we do our work, and he reserved only one to himself. This should be a day of blessing to us, a day when we should lay aside all our secular matters, and center our thoughts upon God in heaven. Amen. And again, that was Great Controversy 529.2. What a blessing, encouragement words for each and every one of us to ponder these words and to remember what we should be doing 6 days, but the Sabbath day is set aside for God. It's a holy day, and we have to ask God to help us to keep it holy and to be reverent on this holy day. Amen. If there's anyone who would like to share at this time, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I'll go ahead and open your line. Again, happy Sabbath to each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you here this evening. And I'll go ahead and open the line for the first callers, 518-951. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved Sister Carla and beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Live. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I want to wish everyone a happy, happy, and a blessed Sabbath. God is so good. He's so great, as we heard the reading a while ago, pointing us, you know, that each one of us, you know, have to look deep in ourselves how we should treat the Sabbath and respect the Sabbath and honor the Sabbath. God is so good. Brothers and sisters, I will just sing this little song, and I have just a little thing to share, a short, you know, thing, because I would like all my brothers and sisters to share this blessed Sabbath day. Safely to another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing be, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace, to the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away our sins and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints, make the fruits of grace abound, bring to us relief and pain. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I thank God that you have kept us safely through another week, right, that we can come to fellowship one to another. You know, I shared this little testimony this morning. My niece from Jamaica, her name is Carla, and she sent me a little quote on my WhatsApp. And brothers and sisters, I tell you, it really lifts me up. And this little message that she has sent, it was a little boy. I think that little boy was around seven, eight. And his father, you know, it looked like they used to go out, do evangelism work. And this particular Sunday, it was raining in the community. And while it was all pouring down, the little guy went to his father and said, "You're not going out today?" And the father said, "No, it's raining." And the little boy turned to his daddy and said, "Daddy, and God don't forgive us when we sin when it's raining." And so the father said, "Yes." But the little boy was so, eager, you know, and he had wanted the daddy to go with him, even in the rain. So the daddy said, okay. And he put on his coat and got some books, some tracks, and put it on his coat, you know, pocket that the rain, you know, won't. And he didn't even have a umbrella. He had a hat on his head. And he went out, and he distributed few tracks, and he came up with the last truck with him, and he was just walking. This little child was just walking on the road. You don't see an empty body or, you know, people around. So I said, oh, boy, this little boy didn't scare. And he walked. And he came to a gate and her house, of her house, and he went inside the house. And that little guy rang the bell, the doorbell rang, rang, rang. And nobody came out. And he was there still ringing the bell. And then all of a sudden, a lady came up and opened the door, old lady. And when he looked, the guy was so pleasant. His face was so joyful, radiant with the light of the glory of God and was on the child. And the child was so, you know, smiling. And she said to her, I bring this, you know, God love you. And I bring this little truck for you. And she took the truck from the little guy, you know, and then she took the truck from the little guy, and the little guy leave. The following Sunday, after she read this old lady, she read the truck, and when she read the truck, you know, it bring joy in her heart. Tell me what this old lady was downstairs. She was downstairs, she said, no, first, before I said it. So she came to the church the Sunday. It was their church Sunday. And she was sitting in the back. And she got up when the pastor was preaching, welcoming people, asking, you know, if there is any visitor. And she stood up. And she gave her testimony about how this little boy came. A dog came and gave her the truck. And what she was doing, why she took so long. This old lady stated that she was downstairs. She was alone, single, alone, and she just felt that she wanted to take her life. And at that point in time, she had the rope, and she had the chair, and she was on the chair just to take the rope to put around her neck when the doorbell started to ring. And when it ring, 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 she said, who could it be? No one visit me. And all of a sudden she came down, right? And she was sharing that testimony. This little boy brings sunshine. This little boy brings God in her heart. And she was able to accept Christ at that moment. And that was the story. So I feel, you know, when I read a little story, I said, wow. You know, God is able, he can use even a child to do his work. So brothers and sisters, let us really nurture our little ones, you know, because they are the ones who God is going to use to finish his work. And my little testimony again is for us as Seventh-day Adventists, even myself, point my finger. You know, we have a message, and this message have to go out to the world. But, you know, we have to carry the message to ourselves first. Brothers and sisters, we need the message. Because the things that is happening around, we as Seventh-day Adventists, and also leaders of the Seventh-day Adventist realm, who we are the representative, and to go out to share God's word, we have to get that message. We have to teach ourselves that message before we can go out. It is very serious with us. So we just asking our brothers and sisters to lift up. We have to lift up ourselves and lift up our brothers and sisters, because brothers and sisters, if we do not do it, it's going to be the same thing that happened in the olden days. Continue to pray for me and my family and top our brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for joining us. And also thank you for your testimony. What a beautiful testimony, brothers and sisters. We never know what someone is going through, so we have to, you know, take heed and, you know, listen to the voice of the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit, and we should always intercede for others and as prompted by the Holy Spirit, do what he said, whether it's a call, visit, whatever it is, a prayer, we ought to listen to the Holy Spirit and thus say the Lord. Amen. So I will go to the next caller again. I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening. Happy Sabbath. And we have some new guests on the line. And I just want to welcome you. And if you'd like to say your name and where you're calling from, please press 1 so that I can open your line. And you can also state your prayer request. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. For time's sake, please be brief, brothers and sisters, so we will start the message on time by God's grace. Amen. So I will open the line for 225-337. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Yes. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just like to share scripture. And I'm reading from Matthew chapter 4 as I look at what Christ was doing during his ministry. And I want to read 16 through verses 20. And it said, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus walked by the sea of Galilee and saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishing. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. And straightway left their net and followed him. And I just want to say, as I heard from Sister Carl and Sister Powell, how you just mentioned how we to hear the word of God, to be obedient, and share that word with others out there in the world. Now, I just want to share something. As I was in Walmart, I was come up to two ladies, and I'm just talking with them, and they, looking at some things. And I just walked up to her, and I said, ma'am, how are you doing? And, just a little chat. And I and we just was thanking God for his goodness, his blessing. And I said, ma'am, I say all things. I say, take your Bible and study it and read it for yourself. I said, because God will show you. He said he will send his Holy Spirit to teach and guide us and lead us in all things. Read it for yourself, because it would be a blessing. So, as to share this gospel with people throughout the week, and just to let people know that I'm no better than the next man, but I pick up my Bible and I study for myself. So it is a blessing to do this. And now to get on the prayer line on this Sabbath evening, it is a blessing to be here and to listen to brothers and sisters share the gospel and give testimony, because your testimony may bless me, or it will bless someone. So when people share on the prayer line, they give a blessing to someone, and then someone else can share. So I thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I love that testimony Sister Powell gave, and how that her niece was blessed by hearing these things from a young child. So, and we can always learn something from young people, so, and we just got to pay attention. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I just want to ask for prayers for my family, especially Jarvis, as we think about all the homeless that's out there, and, and they have not, heard the voice of God to listen, to come in, or to turn to him. So keep him in prayer, and all the homeless, so, and others, our family, and our brothers and sisters in Adventist Church. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and we will keep your family in prayer. And as you said, your son Jarvis, who is on the street, living on the street, And I just can't imagine living on the street. But there will come a time that we also will be living in caves and, you know, we won't be able to live in our house. So we just have to be prepared. But some people are living on the street without knowing God and his purpose for their life. So it's different. So we will keep him in prayer. Thank you again for calling and for sharing that reading. May the Lord continue to bless you. Now we will have some special music by Brother Udy and his family and friends in Arkansas. So I will go ahead and open their line.
Blessed Sabbath, hymn number 390. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. O man is all we see of God and faith and thine angels sing for joy, creation world to see. We to this day would raise our heart in vain for praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love, God still this day. A sign that all may understand that we men God's way. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts that all may see thy face. And with the wide cross on my Zion be, and joyful sing us my song throughout eternity. Ready. Don't forget the sun. All right, hymn number 388. Don't forget the Sabbath is our next song. Thank you.
Corinthians 4.
All right, we're going to have a special scripture song. This is the last one from Sister Anika, who is here at the Tree of Life helping us. She's a co-porter and missionary. She's been helping us for the past 2 weeks. We met her at the Willow Church through her grandfather, sister, and brother Roland and Sister Crystal, who happens to make the beef patties for us. But it is now, she's going to do a special song, 2 Corinthians 3, verse what? All right, so this is a solo. And then, Sister Carla, after that, you can go ahead and close my line, and then by God's grace, by 7:15, we will be ready. Amen.
And all of us, second to receive.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Yudi and Sister Annika and all the brethren that are with you. Let me get back to the switchboard to close your line just a moment. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and he is truly worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank you again, Calvary family. I believe Brother Mozart is there, and Sister Annika, and whoever else is there. I just want to thank you for the beautiful songs and the scripture songs. And we know that God has truly blessed you guys with talents and gifts, and you're using it for his glory. So that's a blessing. Amen. Thank you again. So I will go to the next caller again. Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you for joining us. You can be anywhere else at this time, but you chose to be here with us to give God glory and to praise him and to welcome the Sabbath, because we know in heaven they'll be keeping the Sabbath, and we ought to be keeping it here on earth too, and it's a preparation time for what we'll be doing in heaven. Amen? So thank you again, and I'll go to the next caller. Just want to welcome you again. Happy Sabbath, 931-724. Your line is now open.
Hi, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening up my line. Hope all is doing well. Happy Sabbath to all. It's good to hear the Yudi family and the kids. Wow, they are growing up. I would believe that everybody is getting so big. Elizabeth. And the other one, hoping, Brother Yudi, to see them sometime soon. Hope you're coming on the side. God be praised, and I know God is good all the time. And I said to my wife, I said, I need to get on the Advent Light Ministry prayer line, you know, as the case might be. Sometimes I do get the time kind of gets me. Sometimes when I do catch myself, I say, wait a minute, it's like central time, but I had a thing about eastern time. But I'm glad to be on and hope and wish everybody a happy Sabbath. Hope all is doing well, and I must say God is good. And I ask for prayer for our outreach Sunday church ministry we started last Sunday. We had a wonderful time going out, a couple of us, six of us in number, went out to the Sunday churches, meet the Sunday church pastors, give them great controversy and Sunday law book. So it was such a blessing for us to begin this ministry work here in Tennessee. And I know God truly will bless us in the work that he have called us to do in such a time like this. And I like to sing this song because sometimes we think that, you know, where God sends us, we tend to say, you know, maybe that's not my calling. Or wherever he send, wherever he commission us to go, we should go. You know, so I want to bring this song, I'll Go Where He Wants Me to Go. All right, I'm going to get it right now as soon as I get it queued. Yes, and praise be to the name of the Lord. So the song is, I'll Go Where He Wants Me to Go. All right? It may not be on the mountain's height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front, my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he call to path I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, on mountain or plain or sea. I say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today, dear loving word, with Jesus would have me to speak. There may be now in the paths of sin some wonder whom I should see. O Savior, if thou wilt be my guide to dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. Then I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, on mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lonely place in earth have its fields so wide, where I may labor to lie short day for Jesus the crucified. So trust in my all unto thy care, Lord. I know thou lovest me. I do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, on mountain or plain or sea. Then I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that beautiful song. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be, dear Lord. How many of us can attest to that? How many of us can say we will truly do what the Lord tells us to do? But if you can't, let us prepare in our heart to do it and to be able to move and to get up and to go and to say what the Lord wants us to say and do. Let us be his mouthpiece. Let us be his hands and feet. And let us warn others of his soon coming. And it's time for them to repent and be baptized. As a dear friend, co-worker also in Virginia, she sent me a picture that she got baptized, and I was just thanking the Lord, and I was just praising the Lord for Bianca, and it was such a blessing to see her go down in that watery grave. Amen. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'll go to the next caller again. Please be brief so everyone can get a chance to share. It's a high Sabbath. It's a blessed Sabbath. And it should be joyous, joyful time for each and every one of us. So I'll open the line for 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to one and all. This was a very inspiring week for me. I did something unusual. Well, I wouldn't say unusual, but I was inspired to do that. to call, I cannot go out to witness, but I can stay home and witness just as well. So I decided to call a few of my members, a few members who are going to church very regularly and talk to them. Because it says, why am I not hearing from any one of you? You're not seeing me at church, so why are you not calling? This one gave me excuse. He was working at the, doing his carpentry at his home. That's one. One gave me that. Another one I call another lady, and she says, oh, I have so much problems. I said, okay, I'll pray for you. I went to another home. I called another member, and she says, oh, I lost my hearing aid. Can you please pray that I find it? I said, okay. And I did, you know, we prayed together. And then I called back later on the next day, and she said she found it. And I'll call another person. This person, he's a retired minister. And he was so happy to hear my voice. I cannot tell you. He said, you know what? Last week, Sabbath, the church that I attended, they came and brought breakfast for us, and we had such a wonderful time home. And you could see the joy in these people. And I am going to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to call, we not only to go out and reach out to those out there, but we need to call even those of our church members that whom we associate with or used to go to church associate with, because they have problems just like everybody else. And they're glad to hear someone call. And I told them, one of the elders, I told them, I said, you know, it's very sad. It's very sad to know that I go to church so long and nobody really don't even call. I said, I feel it. I could imagine how the new members who are not, going to church, how they feel, because we're not reaching out to these young people. We are not, how do we expect to bring them back? So I was there, you know, just telling them what they are lacking in the church and what they are not doing. I said, how can you go there every Sabbath and say you're preaching and you're not even reaching out to the members who you're not seeing? That's not right. Something is wrong. I call another member and he says, well, thank you. Not sure that you are interested. I said, I am always interested, but it doesn't seem as though you are interested. But what I want to say right now, I don't want to be too long. Love begins at home. And if we don't love our brothers, we can love nobody else. Nobody else. I just want to sing, we know not the hour. And the time is late, my dear brothers and sisters. The time is very late, and we don't know what, when. Jesus is coming very soon, and those who are in the church, they are not saved. Many of them are not saved. They're just like some of us outside. They need to be encouraged. So my advice to all of us on this line tonight who are within the hearing of my voice, we have to reach out to those of our brothers and sisters. I'm going to sing this song that everybody knows, We Know Not the Hour. We know not the hour of the Master's appearing, yet signs all foretell that the moment is nearing. When he shall return, this the promise not cheering, but we know not the hour. There's light for the wise who are seeking salvation. There's truth in the book of the Lord's revelation. Each prophecy points to the great consummation, but we know not the hour. We'll watch and we'll pray with our lamps trimmed and burning. We'll work and we'll wait till the Master's returning. We'll sing and rejoice. Every omen be turning, but we know not the hour he will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will come in the clouds of his Father's bright glory. But we know not the hour. And Sister Carla, for opening my line, happy Sabbath to one. Happy Sabbath to all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for singing and for sharing the testimony. Praise the Lord that the Lord used you to call those individuals to check up on them and to pray with them and for them. And it's just a blessing to, again, be led by the Holy Spirit to do the things that he has asked us to do so that we can intercede on the behalf of others. And I just thank you for the song, Elder Richardson, for the song. May the Lord truly bless your home and his home. And as in Psalms chapter 28, verse 7, it said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced with my song. Will I praise him? So, brothers and sisters, song is a weapon. Song is a prayer. So when you're feeling down, when, you know, you're feeling happy, sing the songs of the Bible, these joyous songs that will, you know, lift up your mood and, you know, put your mind in heaven on heavenly things. And it also said, the Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. So we want the Lord to be our salvation. That was Psalms 118 and verse 14. So praise the Lord. And I will go to the next caller now. Please be brief, brothers and sisters. We have a few more. Again, if you have not shared your testimony prayer request, please press 1 so that I'll be able to squeeze you in because I want to. And if you're a first-time caller and you want to say hi and where you're calling from, you can also press 1 on your phone keypad, and it will indicate to me that you would like to share. So please do that at this time so that we can go into a season of prayer, and then we will hear a message from Brother Udy. Please, you know, don't leave. Stay for the whole thing so that you can receive a blessing on this Sabbath because you are here for a reason. It's not by chance that you are on this line. It's a reason that you are here. There's a message for each and every one of us. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 272-770. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you for opening my line, Shakala. Happy Sabbath to all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line. God bless you all. And I just want to thank the Lord for taking me to the end of another week. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful to be on this prayer line and to share blessings with each and every one. And I just would like to sing a song, if I may.
He lives. Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow ways. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along this narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to read a small verse in the book of Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much for opening up my line, my precious sister Carl. I just would like to ask for a small prayer request. I would like to lift up everyone on the prayer line, all my precious brothers and sisters, and asking for prayer for my family and friends and my children and grandchildren, my mom, and for Sister Powell, and also for you, Sister Carl, as well, and your family. So God bless you all. Have a blessed and happy Sabbath. God bless you. Love you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tanika, for that song, and thank you for sharing that verse with us. Yes, we will definitely keep you and your family in prayer. We know prayer is powerful, and we know the Lord waits to hear our prayer, and that's how we speak to the Lord, through our prayer, through our song, through meditating on his word, you know. Be still and know that I am God. God, he wants us to be still at time and just to meditate on his word and know that he's listening, that he is there for each and every one of us. All your tears, he sees, you know, when they're falling, and we ought to spend time with him. And also want to encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13. Read that chapter first. Corinthians chapter 13. It's a very powerful scripture, the whole thing to read. So I will go to the next caller. Amen. So 931-724. Blessed Sabbath, your line is not. Okay, I'm sorry. 985-232. I will open your line at this time. Blessed Sabbath, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I thank him for all his blessings. I'd like to read a prayer, a devotion prayer. Father in heaven, you are the great teacher. You are the great teacher. You know all. You know all, and you teach others your truth. Help me grow and mature in your good teaching of your truth. Instill wisdom in me so that as I age, others benefit from knowing me. Help me to have the character that is worthy of calling and reflecting your holiness In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God again. I thank all my brothers and sisters first that was on the line, the singing, and all the speeches. The singing was beautiful. I thank God for all the good voices we had on the line tonight, and praying that was wonderful. Even the little babies, they were singing their heart out. I thank God for them, the Brother Yudi group. I thank God for them. I thank God for the blessings that he sent up so they can be anointed to sing and praises grow up in the gut and they sung their heart out. And I just have prayers for my family. And that our Again Life family that's on and missing. And asking God to continue blessing us to grow, that we can continue keeping this prayer line together so we can share with one another and we all can continue as a group to share in the Lord's word and lifting it up and share with one another and continue his mission. Amen. Brother John is still under the weather, so that'll be all tonight. Happy Sabbath and love everybody. Good night.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for calling, and blessed Sabbath to you also, and we will keep your husband, Brother John, in prayer and the family. Thank you again for sharing that, reading that prayer. Amen. Thank you. And we have one more caller before we go into prayer. Again, is there anyone else that would like to, as we're running out of time, just want to remind you that we come on, we're here every Sabbath from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to a little over 9, depends, and also Sunday at the same time, 7 to 9, and also Sunday is last day event, and Thursday we are on at the same time, and that is Health Reform Thursday, so please join us on those days if you are able to, and it's a blessing to be able to join in and to come and to listen and to give our testimony and to hear the message. So I will, Brother Eli, please be brief as we need to start. And I will open your line if you can give us a quick prayer, Brother Eli, and I'll give us a second prayer.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello, brothers and sisters. How are you today? My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good. He is truly worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request tonight, Sister Carla, please lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer. His name is Brother Javel, J-A-V-E-L. Pray for Brother Javel that the Lord would take up that evil spirit out of him in the name of Jesus. Because Sister Carla, I talked to my dear Sister Tamiko before. I say, Sister Tamiko, Brother Javel stickers made a finger at me before. And I say, Sister Tamiko, he stickers made a finger at me before. And Sister Tamiko, do not like that, Sister Carla. And Sister Tamiko say, that's not right. Sister Tamiko will pray for him, Sister Tamiko will pray for him, Sister Carla, that the Lord will change his life, that the Lord will take off that stony heart of Brother Javel. God would my brother Javel heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, he will give brother Javel a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. I have another prayer request, Sister Carla. Please lift up our dear Sister Maria. Lift up Sister Maria in prayer, M-A-R-I-A. Pray for Sister Maria in prayer. Pray for Sister Abby. Pray for Brother Tonio. But I want to sing a song, Sister Carla, before I pray. But Sister Carla, can we do a few prayers for Brother Javel that God will take off that evil spirit out of him in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
Because Sister Carla, today is the day that the Lord has made, Sister Carla. Today is the day that the Lord will take off that stony heart of Brother Javel in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me sing a song, Sister Carla, right now. Blessed my soul, Jesus is mine. Mercy, a word of my side. Blessed my soul, Jesus is mine. So sing, brother, you lift up your hand, praise the Lord, praise God. Lift up your hand, my dear brothers and sisters. Blessed my soul, all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praise my Savior all day long. Sister Tamiko, lift up your voice, sing to the Lord. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Blessed my soul, Jesus is mine. Sing, Sister Carla. Blessed my soul, word of my star. Blessed my soul, Jesus is mine. Praying my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Sing, Brother Yudi, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, oh yes. This is my song. Hallelujah, Lord. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Amen and amen. Let me do a prayer, Sister Carla. Amen. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, Lord, at this moment, God. God, we praise your name because, God, we give you thanks, God, we give you praise because, God, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. We come in your presence, Lord. We come to you because, God, there is no one else like you, God. God, this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Carla, Lord, who is hosting, Lord. We ask to God to strengthen Sister Carla, Lord. We ask to God to give Sister Carla the strength, Lord. We ask to God to give Sister Carla deliverance, Lord. We ask to God to watch over Sister Carla, God, in Tennessee, Lord. We ask to God to give her the victory, Lord. Give her the strength, Lord. We ask to God to come deliver Sister Carla, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Carla, Lord. We ask to God to come deliver Sister Carla, Lord. We ask to God to deliver Sister Carla at this moment, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, I want to lift up dear Sister Tamiko, Lord, who's on the prayer line, God. God, at this moment, God, she sing songs to you, Lord. She give you thanks, Lord. She give you praise because God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, Lord. God, we ask God to God bless Sister Tamiko, Lord, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to watch over her, Lord. We ask God to cover her doorpost, Lord, with your blood, Lord. God, we ask God to cover her window, Lord, with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask God to give her the victory, Lord. We ask God to give us Sister Tamiko deliverance, Lord. God, you are good for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, you're excellent, Lord. God, how excellent is your name, Lord. God, at this moment, God, Sister Tamiko, cry out to you, Lord. Sister Tamiko, cry out to you, Lord. Victory, Lord. Victory, God. Victory. God, we ask God to come deliver Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Kalon to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Dorothy to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, allow Brother Taiwan to know, God, the seventh day, Lord, to keep it holy, Lord. We ask God, allow Brother Taiwan to work Monday to Friday, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Brother Taiwan's heart, Lord. We ask God to allow him to be obedient, Lord. Allow him to be faithful, Lord. Allow him to find you, Lord. Allow him to cry out to you, Lord, and say, Lord, 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 holy, 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 Lord Almighty. God, we ask God to come deliver Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, we ask God to hide him, Lord. God, we want to lift up our Sister Katie into you, Lord. Bless Sister Katie and God. God, we want to lift up Sister Kaisha, Lord. Bless Sister Kaisha, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Kaisha, Lord. We ask God to give us a strength, Lord. Give her deliverance, Lord. We want to thank God for what you have done for them, Lord. God, we want to lift up Elder Richardson, Lord, who's on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Elder Richardson, Lord. We ask God to give him the victory, Lord. We ask God to come bless his wife, Lord, his beloved wife, Lord. We ask God to strengthen his beloved wife, Lord. We ask God to watch over him, Lord. We ask God to watch over them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them the victory, Lord. Allow them to sing praises unto you, Lord, because, God, you are good for them, Lord. God wants to lift a brother, you, the God, who's come with the message, Lord, the special message to you, Lord. We ask God to watch over brother Yudi, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to come deliver brother Yudi, Lord, from darkness, Lord. God, come deliver brother Yudi, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for your done for brother Yudi, Lord. God, give brother Yudi the victory, Lord. Give brother Yudi deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give brother Yudi deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give brother Yudi deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask God to strengthen brother Yudi, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Melissa to you, Lord. God, we ask God strengthen Sister Melissa, Lord. God, we ask God allow Sister Melissa, God, to bring a message to you too, Lord. God, we ask God to allow Brother Yudi, Lord, to teach his beloved wife, Lord, to bring a message on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, Lord. We ask God to watch over them, Lord. God, give Brother Yudi the deliverance, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Brother Yudi, Lord. We ask God to cover his doorpost, Lord, with your blood, Lord. God, cover his window, Lord, with your blood, Lord. God, we want to deliver Sister Power to you, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Power, Lord. We want to thank God for what you have done for Sister Power, Lord. God, we want to deliver Sister Brenda. We want to deliver Brother John, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Svenny. We want to lift up everyone to you, Lord. Allow them to praise you, Lord. Allow them to magnify your name, Lord. God, allow Sister Carla, God, to do a special prayer for me, too, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Carla to do a second prayer for me, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Carla, God, to do a prayer for Brother Javel, Lord, to take off those evil spirits out of Brother Javel in the name of Jesus. God, come bless Sister Carla, Lord. Bless everyone, Lord. Watch
so very well by in the prayer line, Lord. God, allow Sister Carla, the God, to do a special prayer for me, Lord. Bless Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Watch over Brother Yudi, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Brother Yudi, Lord. God, allow Brother Yudi, God, to praise you, Lord. Bless Brother Yudi, God, in a special way, Lord. God, give Brother Yudi the strength, Lord. Give Brother Yudi deliverance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give him the victory, Lord. Give him the strength, God. Watch over him, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Listen, Lord, thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli. Brothers and sisters, this is one of our youth on the prayer line. So I just want to thank you again, Brother Eli, for that prayer. Before I say a word of prayer, Brother Yudi say he has invited a lot of guests on the prayer line this evening. So if you would like to share your name and where you're calling from, you can press 1 on your keypad, and that will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I will open your line. If you would like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, or if you have a special prayer request, you can share it or say an unspoken prayer request. But if you don't want to share now, I understand. You know, it's your first time on the line, so you just want to listen in. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. We are blessed to have you here on the prayer line this Sabbath, and I just want to encourage each and every one of you. And I see that someone did press 1, and I'll go ahead and open that line for 70604. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. All right, and you? My name is
Great.
Karen from Wanda, Georgia.
Wanda, Georgia?
Winder. Winder, Georgia.
Wanda, I'm sorry. Wanda, Georgia.
Winder.
Okay, we're... Okay, thank you. We're happy to have you on the line, Sister Karen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Amen. Did you have any special prayer requests or unspoken prayer requests?
Yes, I would like prayer for me and my family, you know, in a special way. You know, I've been going through a lot of things, a lot of health issues, and I would just like to ask special prayer for that.
Okay. Okay, then. Thank you for joining us. Is there anyone else before I say a word of prayer? Okay. I'll just like to, I should read it, but I'm impressed to sing this this one verse of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'm not, singing is not one of my gifts, but I just thank the Lord. He said to make a joyful noise unto him. So we all ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Kind and loving fathers, we come before you, Lord, in prayer, Lord. We're bringing all our burdens, Lord. We're bringing all our cares to you, Lord. We know the burdens and the cares are so heavy laden, oh, Lord. We cannot carry it, oh, Father. So we're laying it upon you. We're giving it to you, oh, Father, that you will take the pain. You will take the suffering, oh, Father, that we're going through, Lord. Whether it's mental pain, physically, emotionally, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. We give it to you, Father, because you are our burden. Father, you carry our burdens. You carry our pain, our suffering, our struggling, oh, Father. Your struggles, Lord, you know them, oh, Father. There's nothing that's hidden from you, Lord. But we want to acknowledge this before you, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, oh, Father. You said that you will hide our sins if we confess them, oh, Father. You want us to repent of our evil and wicked ways. There's nothing good in us, Lord. You are the only righteous one. You are the only good one, oh, Father. And we ask that you will forgive us of our sins. We ask that you will have mercy upon each and every one of us, Lord, as in your word, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." Put your name there. Said the Lord, "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall he call on me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken, I will listen unto you," said the Lord. "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Oh, Father, as we're searching for you with all our hearts, you know, Sister Karen, what she's going through, Lord, I lift her up before you and her family, oh, Father. She's suffering right now, her health and health-wise, Lord. I ask that you will touch her, Father. Whatever it is, oh, Lord, that she needs to remove from her diet, oh, Lord. Whatever it is that's holding her down and keeping her back, oh, Father, I ask that you will reveal it to her so that she, oh, Lord, can be healed, Father, so that she can be restored. Father, you said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Lord, you want us to be in health physically and spiritually. So I ask that you will bless Sister Karen and give her a special healing, Lord. I also lift up my cousin Earl. I ask for a special blessing for him as he went through a surgery, oh, Lord. I ask that you will look down upon Earl and heal him, oh, Father, and let him know that you love him. Let him know, Lord, that you care for him, that you died for him. Bless his family in a special way, Kathy and the children and those that are connected to him, Lord. May he receive a special blessing. May he give his heart to you, Lord. I thank you also for Brother Eli and the prayer request he has given us for his mom, for Sister Maria, Sister Abby, Brother Antonio, and a special prayer for Brother Javel. You know all these people by name. You know each and every one of them. And you have made them for your glory. And I pray and intercede on their behalf that you will bless them, that you will help them, oh, Father, that you will turn them away from wickedness, oh, Father, so that they can repent and seek you while you are near. Lord, you are soon to come. You are even at the door, Lord. You're getting ready to stand up. And we don't want to be found wanted or in the balance, Lord. We want to be found righteous and holy. Lord, I also thank you for Sister Tymiko. I lift her up in a special way, her mother, her kids, and her family, and the ministry that she's doing, Lord. I ask that you will bless her. I ask that you will have mercy upon her, Lord. Help her to continue to share the good news with her friends and family. Bless Sister Leola also, and she's praying for her son Jarvis that's sleeping under the bridge. He's sleeping on the street, oh, Lord. Have mercy upon Jarvis. I pray that he will give his life to you, that he will repent and seek you, Lord. I pray, oh, Father, that you will have mercy on Jarvis and those that are sleeping on the bridge, oh, Lord. I pray for also the unspoken prayer requests, oh, Father, that you will have mercy upon each and every one of us, that you will bless us in a marked way, that you will help us and strengthen us, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, where we are in need, our family, Lord. But most of all, Lord, I ask for the heart of repentance upon each and every one of us, Lord. Each and every one of us, Lord, needs to draw closer to you. We need, Lord, to repent of our sins and to seek you, Lord. Please bless the speaker at this time. May you fill him with your Holy Spirit, oh, Father. May you put in your words in his mouth, oh, Father. May you bless his family, Lord. Bless the tree of life and all those connected to the tree of life, Lord. I just thank you again. I praise you and I glorify and I magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with honor and Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Please have your Bible, your notepad, and pen ready so that you can take notes and also share this message with others. I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Yudi at this time. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla. And if you could just check your text, number 973, I believe Sister Carmen, who's visiting for the first time, did push 1, and I don't think you saw her number, so if you would maybe allow her to share. I don't know if she has a prayer request.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I didn't see it. Okay, 973-517, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath. Good night, brethren. May God bless you and continue to grow your ministry. My name is Carmen Sterling, and I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm originally a Jamaican, and I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I'm interested in country living. And I met I heard Brother on the MacBride prayer line, which is the prayer that Brother do it, yeah, which is the prayer line I go on all the time. Lord, I got an invitation tonight. So I decided, since there were over 230 people, let me come and see what's over here. So I'm blessed to be here, and I thank God. Yes, my prayer request is that I need a closer walk with God, and I need to be ready to spread his word, so that I can win souls for his kingdom, since there's not going to be any starless crown in heaven, and I want my stars so that I can be there. And especially the stars for my children, because they have not accepted the Lord, nor my grandchildren, and I want them to be in heaven. I want to present my flock to God when I'm up there. So please pray that they will come to know him before it's eternally too late. And I will have a closer walk with him. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carmen, for joining us. And we will keep you and your family in prayer, your children and grandchildren. And we know that the Lord, you know, he knows our desire. He knows our heart. And we will keep you in prayer. And Brother Yudi, the mic is now yours, if you can pray with for Sister Carmen and in your prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, and thank you very much for my line being open. I want to thank you all for joining. And Heavenly Father, as we begin this short discourse tonight, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would be with Sister Carmen in a very special way, as she is particularly praying about a special walk with you, Lord. She wants to renew her vows. She wants to renew the experience that she has had with you before. We also ask for her, you to continue to guide her as she searches for true country living, as she prepares to get out of Pennsylvania, and also her sisters and family members out of New York. Lord, we just want to ask that you will guide her all right. So we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, also be with the message for this evening. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. And thank you again, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining tonight. So many of you are joining us from different places. Welcome to this Advent Light Ministry prayer line. The Advent Light Ministry is a prayer line that conducts our prayer meeting every Friday night on Sundays, as well as Thursdays on our health. So we meet 3 days a week. We used to meet more than that, but we have transitioned to meeting more in person. And this is what we are trying to get across. And we will begin with a Zoom meeting in a few more weeks. I keep announcing it, but we will give you more information. So those who want to see each other in person as I'm speaking, we can be on Zoom, and we can all participate. It's fairly easy. Send you the link. But those who want to continue to be on the actual line also can participate as well. And so we will begin and continue with our message that we have been looking into. If you are someone who is awakened, unless you are sleeping under a rock, you can see that there is political strife and there is war and rumors of war all around us, as initially foretold in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. You can place me. And you see that these things are happening in quick and rapid succession. And this morning I had the privilege of sharing a message, and I'm going to continue this message that I shared this morning, and I'm going to begin with the book Education. We're going to go to the book Education. The book Education is present truth for this time. Notice what the Bible reads in the book Education. Also, we're turning to Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. Is there anyone that has Psalms chapter 24, verse 1 on the line this evening? If you do, Sister Carla, if you don't mind opening up their line as we study together, Psalms 24 and verse number 1. Psalms 24. Let us go there together. And Psalms 24.
Amen. Amen. Please press 1 if you would like to read Psalms 24, verse 1. If you had already pressed 1, you have to take yourself off the queue and press 1 again and repress it so it will indicate to me that you would like to read. But for time's sake, I will read it. Psalm chapter 24 and verse 1. And it reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Amen.
Amen. And the Bible tells us that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Amen. And the world and they that dwell therein. So we see the world, or the earth, is at the possession of God, the fullness thereof, meaning the things that are contained within the earth, as well as the world and they that what? Dwell therein. So also the inhabitants of the world, the inhabitants of the earth, is even the Lord's. Notice what it says in the book Education, page 173, paragraph 2. It reads, "In the annals of human history, the growth of nations, the rise and fall of empires appear as dependent on the will and on the prowess of man. The shaping of events seems to a great degree to be determined by his power, ambition, or caprice. But in the word of God, the curtain is drawn aside, and we behold behind, above, and through all the play and counterplay of human interest and power and passions, the agencies of the all-merciful one silently and working out the counsel of his own will." So here we are told that in the annals of human history, the things that we are seeing happening today to a great degree are not determined by men. It is not determined by government. But we are told that in the word of God, the curtain is drawn aside. Now we go in our Bibles after the death of Christ. In Matthew chapter 26, the curtain was split in two from top to bottom. And that was a symbol that we could now approach the throne of grace boldly and that we may obtain help for the crisis in which we shall be facing, help in time of need. And so we see that God is in control of these things. However, just because God is in control of these things, does that mean that we should stay quietly in expectations of these things that is about to happen and not do nothing about it? Notice what the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 21. Go to Luke, the 21st chapter, And this is something we touched upon before. Luke chapter 21, and notice what the Bible reads in Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse number 34. We want to read Luke 21, verse 34, and we will stop at verse 36, because there is a counsel that is given that men and women should be watchful in expectation of these things that are coming upon the earth as an overwhelming surprise to so many. In Luke chapter 21, beginning at verse 34, notice what the Bible says here. The Bible says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this what? Of this life, so that they come upon you, how? Unawares." Now, I want someone who is on this line tonight to explain to us what it means for our hearts to be overcharged, what it means for our hearts to be drunken with the cares of this life, and so that they come upon us unaware. And at the same time, we're going to go to Romans 13, verse 11 through 13. So how can our hearts be overcharged, according to verse number 34, regarding the hour of Jesus' coming, so that we would be taken by surprise? Do we have another, do we have someone who can, 21, verse 34?
Amen. Someone press 1, and I will go ahead and open the line for 973-517. Your line is open.
Okay. All right. 34. Well, I think that when we are taken up, when we are concentrating on the things of the world, we're concentrating on making money, we're concentrating on getting jobs, we're concentrating on our beautiful homes and cars, and we're not reading the signs of the time, we're not paying attention to what's coming up, and you know, Sister Wright's warnings about the speedily developing wars and rooms of wars and stuff like that, the end time happenings, and then all of a sudden it just cave in on us because you're not paying attention to the signs of the times, and then you're just consumed in it, and instead of focusing on God and what's going on and making it to heaven, your heart is overwhelmed, it's overcharged with the cares of this life. Your focus is in the wrong place. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So then we can say that the cares of this life or the things of this life are essentially a distraction, and they can distract us from what? From the day, from understanding the prophetic signs and from understanding what it is that we are to be doing right now as a people. Let me ask you this question. What should we be doing right now as a Seventh-day Adventist people? What should be our primary focus? And explain, why should we be doing these things? What should we be doing? Notice what this says. I'm going to read from the book Desired Ages, page 632 and 633. Notice what this says. It says, "Christ is coming with clouds and with great glory. A multitude of shining angels will attend him. He will come to raise the dead and to change the living saints from glory to glory. He will come to honor those who have loved him and have kept his commandments and to take them to himself. He has not forgotten them, nor his promise. There will be a relinking of the family chain. Let me read that again. There will be a relinking of what? The family chain. I want to pause right there. So what does it mean that there will be before the second coming a relinking of the family chain? Well, this is a twofold prophecy because ultimately we will relink ourselves to our Maker. God is our Father. Christ is our elder brother. Same time, Sister Carmen and Sister Carla, there is a promise that is made in the book of Malachi. Let's go to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 4. That shows a literal relinking of the earthly families of the individuals of the earth prior to the second coming. And this relinking of family, this is not just blood family, but also spiritual families, will be caused by one thing and one thing alone. It is going to be the word of God. In Malachi chapter 4, notice what the Bible says in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5. And this relinking will be caused by Elijah in the Elijah message. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6. Malachi, the fourth chapter, verse 5 and 6 says, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So the Elijah message, what is the Elijah message? Notice what this says in the book SW, March 21, 1905. It says, in this age, just prior to the second coming of Christ, God calls for men who will prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. So what is the Elijah message? The Elijah message is essentially men who have been called, men who have been anointed, men who have been called to work, and the work is a special work of preparation or a special work of preparing a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. Now, here's the question. What is this day that we are to be able to stand in? Because this is not just speaking about the second coming, but we are to be able to stand true to God during the investigative judgment, which is right now. It has begun. It had begun already back in 1844, October 22nd, to be more specific. And in that day of judgment, Christ is scrutinizing the lives of every individual that has ever lived. In fact, we are told in the book Great Controversy that Christ is scrutinizing our lives as if we were the only one that ever lived. Now, this is not to be fearful of this, because if our lawyer, if our advocate, if our judge is Christ, if we have put on his robe of righteousness, then we would not need to worry because we shall not be wearing our own robe of righteousness. Notice what it says. It says, God calls men who will prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. Just such a work as that which John the Baptist did is to be carried on in these last days. So who is going to be the next John the Baptist? Who is going to do the work of John the Baptist? Remember the work of John the Baptist. And the primary message of John the Baptist is found in Matthew, the third chapter. He says, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It says the Lord is giving messages to his people through the instruments he has chosen. And he would have all heed the admonitions and the warnings he sends. The message preceding the public ministry of Christ was repent, publicans and sinners. Repent, Pharisees and Sadducees, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our message is not to be one of peace and safety. This is not a peace and safety message. As a people who believe in Christ's soon appearing, we have a definite message to bear, and that message is prepare to meet thy God. So it is not a peace and safety message. It is not a message that keeps us in our carnal security, that tells us it's okay, the world is going back to normal, that it's okay, this vaccine and that vaccine, it's all going to be well, but that is not the case. Since 2020, we are beginning to see the world unraveling, the domino effect started with the pandemic, which lasted over 2 years, and we're going from pandemic to pandemic to pandemic, and then now from wars and rumors of wars, we see there is a strained relation between the nations. We see food famines are coming. My beloved brothers and sisters, gas prices have now risen up in some places to $5 or $6. In California, the gas prices are up to $7. In this war in Ukraine and between Ukraine and Russia, is going to increase it even more. Do not think that these things are happening by chance. These things are telling us that something different is happening. And as the world stands by and watch this country gets destroyed, you know, another country, nothing is being done. These things are preparing the way for the Sunday law to be passed. We are told in the book Great Controversy 589 that Satan delights in war because it excites the most deepest passions of the soul. And so who is going to prepare the people to stand? The cities are being bombarded. And even today I heard of a talk that there would even be possible nuclear threats on cities such as New York and all of these other places. And my friends, here's the quotation, Spirit of Prophecy, because there's going to come a time when folks will not be able to leave the city because at that time it will have been too late. Notice what this says. Quotation here in the book, the General Conference Bulletin, April 6, 1903, it reads, ere long, there will be such strife and confusion in the cities that those who wish to leave will not be able. There's going to be such strife and confusion in the cities that those who wish to leave will not be able. And then it says, we must be preparing for these issues. Seventh-day Adventists should not be caught off guard in the cities. Seventh-day Adventists were given the country living message a long time ago, and we should have heeded that message. Many say, well, I got to pray about it. No, my friends, we don't need to pray about what God has already made explicitly clear in his word. He has told us what to do, and soon, we will be unable to leave these cities. We will be locked in. It says we must be preparing for these issues. This is the light that is given me. And so the Elijah message simultaneously is calling a people to stand true to God during the investigative judgment. It says in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Notice the work of Elijah, verse 6, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts, children, to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So Elijah, okay, this work, this Elijah message is going to what? Repair the families, is going to repair our homes. Is going to repair our homes. We are told in Adventist Home, page 15, paragraph 1, society is composed of families, and it is what the heads of families make it. Then it says, out of this are the issues of life. The heart of the community, the heart of the church, the heart of the nation is the household. So within the home, there needs to be a revival that needs to take place, and that revival will be reflected in the church. It will be reflected in the church. It says our message must be as direct as was of that of John the Baptist. He rebuked kings for their iniquity. Notwithstanding, he never allowed the truth to languish on his lips. Our work in this age must be as faithfully done. In this time of well-nigh universal apostasy, God has called upon his messengers to proclaim his law in the spirit and in the power of Elias. And as John the Baptist, in preparing a people for Christ's first advent, called their attention to the Ten Commandments, so are we to give with no uncertain sound a message, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. With the earnestness that characterized Elijah the prophet and John the Baptist, we are to strive to prepare the way for Christ's second coming. That's from SW, March 21, 1905. The prophet says, at the same time, anarchy, lawlessness will take place. And then she says that the spirit of unrest, do we see a spirit of unrest in the world today? The spirit of rioting, and the spirit of bloodshed, it says this will happen. And because of the centralizing of wealth and power, we are told that all of these things are tending to a similar struggle to what happened in France as it relates to the French Revolution. Here's the question. What are we to do as Seventh-day Adventists? We are living at the feet of the statue. In fact, we are living at the toes of the statue. The statue that we saw in Babylon, the head of gold. Head of gold symbolizes Babylon, that actual government, that empire was headed by Nebuchadnezzar from the year 605 BC to 539 BC. You have Medo-Persia, the chest and arms of silver, that was from 539 BC to 331 BC. You have Greece, the belly and thigh of bronze, 331 BC to 168 BC. You have pagan Rome, legs of iron, 168 BC to 476 AD. And now we are living under the dominion of iron and clay. There's a mixture of paganism as well as clay, a symbol of God's people. So there is a mixture of church and state that will be united soon. And we are living in that time period even now. Here's what it says in Last Day Events, page 45. You also can find this statement in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 9, page 19. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light bearers. To us has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. On us is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. They have been given a work of the most solemn importance, which is the proclamation of the first, second, and the third angel's messages. We have been given a work that is most solemn. Our job is not more important than this. My friends, this is not the time for us to be saving our money. This is not the time for us to be trying to buy a house and adding house to house. This is the time for us to get out of the cities and begin to plan our way into the country places, because when this crisis hits, all right, now, food prices is going up 50% within the next 2 to 3 months. All right? If you notice, food prices are already going up. Right now, a pound of organic strawberries at the store, we used to buy for $4 or $5. Now it's up $10. All right? These things are going up exponentially, and they are going up quickly. And so we are headed for not only a spiritual famine in this chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, but we are headed for a literal famine. There's coming famine upon the world. I want to show you this quotation in the spirit of prophecy because you need to understand what's going to cause this actual famine. Here's the quotation of the coming famine. It's in 5 MR 305 paragraph 4. 5 MR 305 paragraph 4. And it reads this. In China, in India, in Russia, and in the cities of America, thousands of men and women are dying of starvation. The moneyed men, because they have the power to control the market, they purchase at low rates all they can obtain and then sell all at a greatly increased prices. This means starvation to the poorer classes and will result in a civil war. There will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. So the prophet says there's coming what? Another civil war. Let me tell you something. When this civil war breaks out, what do you think is going to happen in New York City? What do you think is going to happen in Philadelphia? When this civil war breaks out, what do you think is going to happen in these mean city, in these cities where people are dependent upon Walmart to eat, where you don't have a garden, where you don't have potatoes in the ground, you don't have tomatoes in the ground? My beloved brothers and sisters, God is merciful. He is holding up the four winds of strife, and he is allowing us to have more time so that we can get out of the cities while we have time and while we have the opportunity. So, beloved brothers and sisters, do not linger. Listen to the voice of God. Move quickly. Don't listen to people who's going to tell you this and that. Here's what it says again. Another quotation on Counsels for the Church, 342, paragraph 2. The great crisis is just before us. To meet its trials and temptations and to perform its duties will require persevering faith. But we may triumph gloriously. No one who is watching, no one who is praying, no one who is believing will be ensnared by the enemy. So if you're watching, if you're praying, if you're believing, the enemy cannot ensnare you. Because if you're watching and praying, you're going to see, whoa. Brother, you need, this is the sign for me to get out. And so I wish you were on our Zoom meeting. You could see the grocery stores are bare. The food, and when you go to the grocery store, there's things you cannot find. And what they are saying is that we need to have what? They need more time. The truckers are on strike. There's a lot of things that are happening, my beloved. And so we need to have an incentive to move quickly and act accordingly, according to the word of God. And that incentive should not be that we are afraid or scared. No, because guess what? The reason for country living is not for you to go hide. Okay? There's a lot of Adventists who move to the country, but yet they are doomsday preppers. You ever see that show? These individuals are trying to stack up as much food as they can. That's not what the Lord has called us to do. Okay? But the Lord has called us to go to the country to build our characters in preparation for the final crisis, the National Sunday Law, when the United States of America shall grab hand with the Roman power and shall pass this Sunday law in order to persecute those who keep the Sabbath. You cannot be living in the city. And the city life is artificial. It is not natural. You will learn things in the country that you will never learn in the city. How to take care of your own garden, how to take care of your own grass, how to take care of your own things when they are broken, instead of calling a carpenter and all of these other things. You can still do that too in the country. Amen. But the point of it is this. You learn to depend more and more upon God and what is getting ready to hit. if you are nearby a city, even those who are in the suburbs, when these individuals, when this war breaks out and people are hungry, they're going to break into your home and take everything you got. And so God is trying to prepare us for what is soon to come. And my beloved brothers and sisters, we have been way past due. We should have moved a long time ago. Do not be afraid. It is not presumptuous to get up and go. It is presumptuous when you do not do what God tells you to do. So our prayer and our desire is that we would leave not only the cities, we would leave the habits of the cities behind. Many people come out of the city, but they bring the city with them to the country. God does not work and operate in such a way. And so our time is now failed us. There's much more I would like to share with you, but time would not allow me to do them now. So we will respect the time and close in a word of prayer. If there's any questions, I will gladly take questions and because we're going to understand how being out of the city is connected with the medical missionary work and how the medical missionary work will be the last work that we shall do. This is the last work that shall be done, and we are to be preparing ourselves for what is coming. We are to be preparing ourselves for this crisis that is getting ready to hit, and the Medicare system, everything is going to shut down. My friends, you're going to see the United States like you've never seen it before. This government is living on borrowed time. And God, out of mercy, is holding up the winds of strife. Father in heaven, what a great privilege it is to be able to hear words from your spirit. Give us a double portion of your discernment, that we may be able to discern the times in which we are living. Please have mercy. Please open our eyes. Please grant us peace. For we pray this in Christ's name. Be with those who are on this line, who are praying that they may leave. Father, you said, Proverbs 3, verse 4 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thine ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. To direct your people to where you would have them to go. Some who want to come to Arkansas, some who want to go to other places. Father, I just pray that they would follow your lead, not the lead of any man, but the counsel of the Lord. So may they seek you in fasting and in praying. But may they move quickly and not linger, because time is running out. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi. Again, brothers and sisters, was there any questions or comments? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you have a question so that I can open your line.
We need to take questions, clarification, because this is serious times, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
These are serious
times. If there's any questions, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. And if there's none, we hope to see you and hear you back on the line next Sabbath and also on Sunday or Thursday at the same time. May the Lord truly bless you. And thank you again for joining us. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Thank you.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed.